Hello and welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 176. And as you can hear, the dog's having a rare old time in the garden. Hello, Kim. Ooh, happy Labour Day. Happy Labour Day. We had our holiday last week. First day back at work. Has it ended well? Not really, no. First day never does it? Hello, Jonathan. Oh, Jonathan said Deb, but I don't see Deb. Is there something wrong with my chat? Where's it gone? Oh, if Deb's there, hello, Deb. Oh, she is having a rare old time out there. How has your day been? Share it with me. Mine? Yeah, could have been better. Just saying. Hello, Paul. Why can everybody else see Deb and I can't see Deb? Hello, Deb. It's finally come through. That's been my kind of day, to be honest with you. Just had to have a project review meeting. Don't ask. You know, like everything that could go wrong did go wrong with big brass knobs on. I'm sure Jonathan can relate. Anyway, it's all sorted now. What could improve the day, do we think? What could improve the day greatly, apart from ice cream? Mind you, we did have the calamity with the shopping, didn't we? That had to be split. It was so horrific. But what could improve the day? So Jonathan says it's been a day which hasn't been too bad. Oh, but one you'd rather not repeat. Well, you say that, Jonathan. Oh, a MacBite. You mean a MacBite could improve the day? What, like an after... Like, not an after hours. Like a marooned MacBite? Or some other kind of MacBite? Kim's either got a crystal ball, Jonathan, or she hung around after you disappeared last night. One or the other. Oh, what shall I put in there, I wonder? You see, Jonathan's day is improving remarkably. I'll post that first. And then I'll post that. Who can get there first? Who can get there first? Right, I'm taking all guesses, obviously. Think this one could possibly be a bit tricky. But I do expect everybody to get at least one word. If you can't get one word out of that, you really do need shooting, all of you. In fact, there's a potential, definitely a potential, for two words that are incredibly easy. You see, Kim's got one already. So we've got one word. We have one word. But where's that word on the board? It's like the Wheel of Fortune board, exactly. Do you know, I did actually think, you know, I might let you make some suggestions as to letters and I would tell you. There you go. How many did you get on the Wheel of Fortune? Because I've never seen that. Do you just keep guessing or what? Bubbles or Scrabble? I'm just wondering, there are certain letters that if you got those letters would possibly help you far too much, shall we say. But how many guesses, letters are you allowed? Double points. Indeed. There is one letter on that board which is amazing for Scrabble. Hello, Paul. Oh, all the Pauls are in tonight as well. You've missed the announcement, Paul. Yes, it's that day. Do you know, we used to aim for a Monday. It was MacBite's Monday. Didn't happen often, though. So basically, MacBite's was any day of the week. Oh, Kim's got a cue now. So far, Kim's got Bubbles. I'm going to make a note of this. Bubbles and Scrabble and a cue. Are you back now?
Yes.
They're all having guesses as to what's included. Oh, Jonathan's gone for a Z. Any idea what the word would be
Jonathan
if it was a Z?
Jonathan did that on Friday night at 10 o'clock.
He did, actually. It was the earliest he'd gone to bed ever. Yes, but he was obviously gearing up for today, which is a fabulous day because it's MacBite's Monday. It's MacBite's Monday. Oh, by the way, Mike, you know, in between you going out about 5 minutes ago and now, I've got an 8 o'clock. I've got a hard out at 8 o'clock.
Right.
Which is fine. Which is fine.
That's fine. I'll go and cook dinner.
Well, everybody else has got a hard out at 8 o'clock as well, because it's the new Mac Bites. It is being premiered at 8 o'clock. How come I'm using Cloud App and not Droplr? I updated the Cloud App and liked some of the features. So I thought I'd give it a trot, see how it was. Take it out for a bit of a test drive, see how it is. You can actually do quite a little bit more with it in terms of collections and stuff. So I'm just trying it. Just trying it. I've actually got a lifetime account for both. I think I got the Cloud App one first. It was a deal on Stack Social. And then I got the Droplr one. The Droplr one was better on iOS, I would say. But they've completely screwed their iOS app. It's shocking. So I thought, when I downloaded the new version of the Cloud App, I thought I'll try the iOS app. And yeah, quite liking that. So seeing how it's going. You'll have to listen to it on the feed. Got a call with a grandparents at 8, booked it. Jonathan, you should never book anything at 8 o'clock on a weeknight. You know that, because 8 o'clock on any particular weeknight...
Apart from Friday.
Oh, your Friday's fine. You're all right on Friday for at least 45 minutes.
And Saturday.
And Saturday, yeah, you could, if you want to miss the first hour. Do you notice how many people on Saturday missed the first song and then requested it?
Yeah.
That was comical. Oh, hello, Debbie.
Lockdown restrictions have been extended in Scotland.
Oh, no surprise. She's on the ball. Do you know, I never thought I'd have a kind word to say about her. But she has handled this with much more aplomb than Boris. We've got breakouts in schools. I mean, if you just look at the news, it's ridiculous.
She's going back tomorrow.
Who is?
My mother.
Oh. You're wondering why Mike's mother's at school, aren't you? She's a teacher. Oh, look, he refuses to move. What is it with dogs and bathrooms? Maya used to curl up in the bathroom. So he wouldn't let you in at all. So my dad had come out and he'd be like, Maya, Maya. And he was wrapped around the toilet bowl. Look at his face. He's very, very rested there. You couldn't possibly disturb him. Oh, bless him. Look at his little feet. Look at those claws. Yes, I felt Lola's claws when she decided she wanted to rearrange the duvet. And I was under it at the time. And you know that bit of the duvet where there's no duvet? And she kind of catches it with her claws and her claws go along your skin. Yeah, that. We had yelps this morning.
What you do, Debbie, is you just grab hold of the paws and you gently... turn them round 45 degrees so that you can open the door, because that's what I used to do with Maya.
He didn't mind. He just let you do it.
He was fast asleep. When I needed to get out the back door, I'd just get hold of his paws, gently twist him round, and he'd be fast asleep. He wouldn't mind.
Bless. Oh, Paul's listed the house. Excitement, excitement. Oh, fingers crossed for you. I hope it all goes brilliantly. Jonathan's thinking bathroom could be the last word. You're quite right, Jonathan. It could be. Shall I tell you if it is or not? Why did you guess bathroom? Just asking, why did you guess bathroom? The link's in Slack. Fabulous. I will go and have a look at that. Oh, I see, bubbling up. Oh, nicely done. Nicely done. Warm. No T-shirt. I didn't give you any letters this week either, did I? Last week I left the in thee. Do we have an in thee this week? Just I can't remember. Oh, dear. That'd be shocking, wouldn't it? Because, you know, that's me. Is it a lockdown bubble? Oh, I'm liking these suggestions. I am. All right, what I'll do is I'll go find where they all live. And we'll go backwards to the last view, because that was the one where I can actually read it. I'm seeing there's some warmness going on there. But I am prepared to give you two words. There you go. It is indeed in thee. So it's something, 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 something in the something, something, something. Is it a lockdown bubble? Oh, that's very clever. I'm very impressed with that. This was totally different than that. But we've already had a guess of Scrabble. I think that's pretty much a given, isn't it? Given that there's a Scrabble board on there. It would be rather rude of me if it wasn't. So you've got actually at least one word. One word so far, but very, very warm with another one. In fact, it would be rather cruel if I didn't let you have them both. And I'm loving lockdown bubble. Yeah. The centre of the bubble looks a bit like a sound hound icon. No, the bubbles are just bubbles. I've not gone rogue with the bubbles. They are just bubbles. Debbie's getting an oops, nothing there message. What, is this the cloud app thing? There is definitely something there. I can assure you I'm looking at it right now. Can you just test that link, Mike?
Yeah.
It can't have vanished. No, it's still there.
Where is it?
It is still there. Try clicking that one. It's definitely there.
One that ends in NKJ.
Yep. It's definitely there. I've got it opening too. And I'm not logged in.
I've got it.
No, it's still there. Are you copying and pasting out of there or just clicking on the link? It's definitely there. Oh, shall I put this in Slack right now in the news? Currently in marooned. Current view. Right, where are we going? Oh, Shuey looks so adorable. Right. News. There we go. I shall put current view. And put the link in there. Which should that actually upload it? Let's have a look. No, it doesn't. Right, what I will do, I will grab the image. It's not letting me grab the image. Yes, it is. There we go. Right, got the image. And... oh, no, hang on. It has... It's finally pulled it through. Right, it's in Slack in the news channel. So if you can't find it on there, it's in the news channel. Oh, look at all of this. Blowing bubbles, tiny bubbles. You're all so warm, but not totally precise. Great, Debbie's got it in Slack. Not much to see, but there is an in the in there. Have you noticed how many have got an in the, Mike? Oh, no, haven't. No, hang on. Yeah, no, that's in A. When was the last time before that we had an in the? We've had a while doing. While playing. What else have we got? Doing. With. Oh, do you remember the science of the bin collection? That one went on for days, didn't it? No, we haven't actually had an in thee for a while, apart from last week. We've had an and thee. I go back to 108. Underwater. Support bubbles. Oh, so close and yet not actually there. But we're not going to spend the next 45 minutes guessing, are we? Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. No, it'll be fine. But keep guessing. I'm liking it. Biggles! Biggles! Biggles is going to be soon, isn't it? I actually think now is probably going to be the quietest part of the next 4 months. Biggles bubbles. I'm loving these macarooned in bubbles. I'm writing these down for future shows. You can't wait to find out what the words on the Scrabble board are. No, I can't give any clues. Sure, I do it. Putting the posters together now is fabulous because before it was quite an isolating experience. But now, because I do the blurred one, I love all the feedback and then it gives me ideas for future ones. So as I'm putting it together, I'm thinking, can't wait to get the blurred one blurred. The reason I blurred the entire text that's on the left was it was all in one block. Sometimes it's not all in one block, but it was all in one block. And I thought, you know, you were so spot on last time. It was frightening. You got, I mean, of the words you got, pandemonium. And you even spotted there was a panda in a boat. So I thought, well, having none of that. Got to make it really difficult this time. But you've already got, I'd say, a word and a half. It is a family affair now. And I'm there thinking, oh, I wonder what they'll think of this one. And of course, we've got to try and, because it's not just like we randomly make up the name. It has to have something in the show that it's based on. So how many items have we got there? We've actually got 3 items from the show in that title. So it's just a matter of working out which 3 items and what words I might have picked from them. Hello, Pete. How are you doing? Hop along. Are you hopping along? It was Debbie that got that. That was amazing, wasn't it? Having spotted the panda, decided the word had to be pandemonium. Very, very impressive. Jonathan, I'm taking that for tonight's maroon title. There you go. It's going. I'm having it. Blowing bubbles down your lady pipe while playing Scrabble in lockdown.
Jonathan, you shouldn't know about such things.
He's a millennial of the world, you know. He is. He's going to have to go through, you know, like when you go out of one meeting and you go into the next. And you've got
about meeting.
Yeah, you've got to be kind of like agile as to, okay, so that's that. And then now I need to be a different person for this meeting. At 8 o'clock with your grandparents, don't get confused and start talking about lady pipes. Oh, Pete's trying to cook dinner. Oh, dear. The poor children. Bubble pipes. That's a good one as well. Still sore and still limping. Oh, but Pete, think of the sympathy. Or are you not getting any sympathy either?
Doctor, heal thyself.
Oh, Debbie's having a thing here. The first word on the Scrabble board is bubble. Right, how do you get that? I think Deb must have these special glasses. And the second word on the board begins with a B. Come on, guys, you can't have Debbie leaving you all for dead on this. What about the 6th letter of the second word? You'll have it all worked out, you know. By 8 o'clock, you'll have it all worked out. You'll still need to know what the stories are that they all come from. The first, the third and the fourth look the same. They could be. They could be. Maybe not, but they could be. I'm very devious with this. They could be. There are more than one of some letters. There you go. Let me have a look. How many letters have we got? You might get one more. And if you got one more, I think you might do quite well. Debbie's been very scientific with this, isn't she? Absolutely loving it. Anyway, what's everybody been up to? I've been back at work, so nothing of interest or significance at all. Did manage to get myself, my book club was last night, so I was in my book club for 2 hours. And then I decided, as I looked at the schedule for the course that I'm doing, that there was actually a session, I think it was 1 o'clock in the morning. So I decided to do that as well. So busy is where I'm at. Pete says his wife just had a wisdom tooth out, be told to man up and get on with it. Wisdom tooth, broken toe, close thing. Close thing, that. Anything dental, close thing. Oh, and a holiday in the States. What's Labour Day all about? Tell me all about Labour Day. I've heard of it. It's actually in...
There's more than one, isn't there?
Is there more than one Labour Day?
There's one in May, I think.
Whenever you look it up, it's like...
Hello.
Are you going to say hello?
Big
Lola Bear.
Daddy.
No, I'm just going to flop on the floor. If I look... Oh, you are saying hello. Hello. I think that's because she stopped stroking her. She's very demanding.
She is. What's about left?
No.
Right, when you stroke there.
Yes, I know. Her little leg goes. She's so cute.
The way you're lying.
No, there's just one. There's just one Labour Day. Everyone's saying hello to you, Lola. Debbie says hi. Kim says hi. You going to say hello to them? No, I've done my party piece now. I'm done. Workers' Union celebrating common workers. I guess that's what our May Day is then, isn't it? Yes, do you agree? I do, Mummy. You're telling them that you've not had enough treats.
Labor Day USA is Saturday the 1st of May. Oh, that's International Workers' Day.
Yes. I'm listening very intently, Lola. Are you hungry? Is that your problem? If I give you one of these and you don't touch them, you're going to be in trouble, you know.
Yes.
Maybe. These seem to be your favourites at the moment. So I don't know, because I gave you a We had a rodeo stick last night that we left, and then she came back for it for breakfast. Right, Kim would approve of these, so I'm going to offer you one of these. Because these are dentist sticks, and they're good for your teeth. Yeah, we've taken that, and off we're going. So she was hungry. Oh, it's like trying to work out what's wrong with everybody, isn't it? Right, so... Seattle has a riot every May Day, crying out loud! Is it just me, Kim, or do they riot at the drop of a hat? Oh, and on one of my sessions last night, we got to go in breakout rooms. So I'm in this breakout room. There was only me and this other lady. And she was in Montana at the moment. But she said, I'm from Seattle. So I said, I've got a friend in Seattle. But she'd gone, one of her friends needed to travel somewhere and she didn't have a car, obviously with the COVID thing. So she invited the lady for a holiday. You know, she said, if you could drive me down there, you could have a holiday. So she's on holiday in Montana. See you later, Jonathan. We have started having riots on May Day, haven't we? Not the Extinction lot, the other lot. What was the lot before that that was the anti-capitalist movement?
I can't remember.
Occupy Wall Street. Were they called Occupy Wall Street? Anyway, it came over here and they started kicking heck out the statues. You know, it, pretty much every day now. So they've started covering them up. They just kind of went on the rampage up Oxford Street and smashed shop windows and things. You know, all very mature. So we've started having that. But yours, you seem to be able to set the clock by yours. What is it with people? Today's just been ludicrous for news. We've got a friend who goes to Greece. She's got kind of dual nationality virtually. And she's been saying that Greece have been very good and that the COVID rate's low. And now 7 Greek islands have been put on the England quarantine list. All of Greece plus all of its islands are already on the Scottish list. And now lockdown restrictions have been extended to the entire west of Scotland. This is on top of the fact that a pupil was shot on the way to school, which is incredibly rare in this country because nobody has any guns.
And somebody got murdered in Birmingham.
That was a stabbing in Birmingham. As if that wasn't enough, Kim mentioned one of the players, I think it was football, who'd been caught doing naughty COVID things and was losing his place on the team. Today, we have two young lads. One's 18, one's 20. One's from Manchester City, one's from United. They're in the quarantine camp in Iceland.
Oh, it's Denmark.
This was when they were in Iceland. The camp's in Iceland. Oh. They're in Iceland and they break the quarantine rules to go out with two girls. Nothing said about whether they ended up back in the same hotel room. And where are they now? On their way back here. On separate flights. So I thought, so they breach the quarantine rules. They get sent back here. That's endangering two flights instead of one. Can we just wrap them up in a plastic bag and ship them back? You know, slowly. Just sling them into the sea and let the tides do their work. What is even worse about that, both of them only just made their debuts Saturday. So they're obviously out celebrating. Not celebrating now, are you? They've also been fined £1,360. They just want flogging. It really does.
And then we had Djokovic.
Oh, yes, he lost his rag, didn't he? It's all just stupid news. If people behaved well, this wouldn't be on the news, would it? And the other big news that I think was announced about an hour ago is that Harry and Meghan have finally paid back the taxpayers' money on Frogmore Cottage. Now they've got more money than God. They just decided to pay that back. It's just, I look at the news and I think, is this like The Onion? Is it the alternative news? It is. It's chaotic. You were on Twitch watching them plan the next one. They actually do this live on Twitch, do they? Need to get on Twitch, you know. Create an account and then have not been back. Need to think about that. Was it worth it? This is what... Whatever they're up to, it's not. You have to be so dedicated. One player that reminds me of being dedicated from an early age was Mark Hughes. He shared at Diggs with another guy who was a defender at United. I won't name names with him, seeing as he's always up to mischief. But they shared Diggs together, and he said, oh, he's so boring. He's always there plotting and planning his future. You know, I'm living it up. And, you know, you look now, Mark Hughes had a fantastic career, then went into management. He's still a name now. If I'd have told you the other name, you'd never have heard of the guy.
Is it somebody who ended up in a... clap clinic?
I think he ended up in the clap clinic quite early on. Yeah.
Oh, so it is who I thought it was.
Yes. But, you know, it's just bad behaviour for the sake of bad behaviour, isn't it?
Willie Ogg.
I've now decided with the news, don't bother. Don't bother. They've actually added an extra section to our news as well, family and education. So I presume the family has been put with the education because some people are educating at home. But I look at the news and it's like, this is just a joke. They have got a production deal with Netflix. That's not a bad idea, is it? I think they should give Mike and I, Owen MacBite Siri and Lady Siri, a deal with Netflix. Why not? If they're doling them out. You know, we've been creating content for a long time. Probably he was still at school when we started creating content. How old is he? 84, 36 this year. So not quite. He was in the army, though. I notice we haven't got a production deal with Netflix. Stuart's writing a series for Netflix, though, isn't he? You see, this is another stupid story here. A good few years ago, there was a guy, I think he was I think he had a pub. I think he was a landlord of a pub. And this girl went missing. She wasn't a child. She was probably early 20s. And they got a conviction, but they didn't have the body. So it was very, very unusual to get a conviction without the actual body. But he was convicted without the body. And her mum has been spending every waking second since then trying to get him kept inside by creating a law called Helen's Law. If somebody is convicted, they should not be... Her thing of it is they should not be released unless they... give up where the body is, which I think is perfectly reasonable. I'm not sure of the actual details of the case here, but yeah, she started a high court bid to stop his release from prison. 1989 he was jailed and she was 22 at the time, and they've still not found the body. So she takes him to court. He wins, so obviously he's out now, and the court have just said she needs to pay his legal fees, £40,000. She's going to do a GoFundMe page because she hasn't got £40,000. She hasn't got a daughter now either. The things like that just so annoy me. There's a lot. It's actually kicking off over this. And last week, the High Court judges refused to order a review. So a couple of months ago, this kind of thing worked. And this time, no. So he's already out and she now owes him £40,000.
I'm interested in Pete's comment.
Oh, Pete's uncle.
Mm. Go on, name names, Pete.
Punched out Alex Ferguson's son on the training pitch.
And if you don't want to name it on here, send me a PM in Slack.
Oh, good grief. Wasn't that... the one that was on the bus and was saying that the others were acting up.
Ralph Milne.
Ralph Milne.
R.I.P.
Is he?
Yeah.
Blimey, I'd forgotten that. Good grief.
Before you speak ill of the dead.
No, I wouldn't speak ill of him. I think he had a point. I think he had a valid point.
6th of September 2015 he died.
Good grief.
So that's 5 years ago yesterday.
Good grief. That is scary. Sometimes I do forget that folks have died. Ralph Milne was wasn't he the first player Alex Ferguson signed? Or am I getting confused?
No. No, because he signed Chocky and he signed...
I thought he was the first one. Maybe he was... Well, it all fell apart for the poor guy, to be honest. But he has a history of signing players and then playing them out of position. Now, I mean, Peter Schmeichel would quite have enjoyed that if he'd put him up front for a game. But, you know, some players excel in one position and not in another. And he would sort of take on a left winger and play them on the right, which didn't work for the player. And people would get very, very annoyed. Not the only stupid thing he did. Ended up being a labourer on a building site from having Giggsy as his boot boy. Wow. Yeah, but it's that kind of environment, isn't it? And to be honest, Alex Ferguson's son didn't necessarily bring out the best in everyone. The last I heard, that would have been Darren, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Darren got married and had kids and then was up before the beak for beating his wife up, wasn't he?
He was.
Mm. Lovely bloke. So, you know, maybe he was goaded, Pete. just bear in mind he might have been goaded. They're all as bad as one another. They are. They really are. Now I'm trying to think, was there any decent ones? Ones who kind of had some kind of nous. There was, what was his name? Paul. Was it? Not
Ratton.
I was thinking Watton. No, Paul Ratton. There was this guy called Paul Ratton. Really good looking guy. Oh, did he know it? Oh, did he know it? And even though I think at the time he was probably about what? 19, 20, yeah. Something like that. He had this BMW, a big black BMW. I think he wanted to be a babe magnet. There you go. I think he wanted to be a babe magnet. But I remember him coming sort of up and he was like walking past and I'm like, oh no, 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 no. You love yourself more than you're ever capable of loving anybody else.
Right, the kitchen's calling me.
Is the kitchen calling you? The
kitchen's calling me.
What's it calling you? Being funny. Never mind. It's in a bit of a mood.
I'm not in a mood.
Have we got any more letters there? How's Debbie doing? I think Debbie's just got x-ray vision. You're all going to be amazed when you see what it actually is. But I'll get it going just before 8 because I need to be somewhere at 8, having double booked myself, which, you know, it's first day back. What can I say? Oh, I am intrigued, Pete. Because that sounds like around the time I came back from uni and started going again. I obviously been in London. I missed about 5 seasons. You know, I was kind of following along, but couldn't make the matches because half my lectures were on a Saturday, which is weird, I know. But we had external students that came in on a Saturday and some of the best lecturers were actually working lawyers and they did Saturdays instead of during the week. So I actually chose to move some of my stuff onto Saturday and really enjoyed it. But that unfortunately meant that I missed some of the football. That was where I was when the Hillsborough thing happened and I was actually listening. It was way before I could have afforded a mobile phone, but I thought we talked a few shows ago about that guy at the petrol station trying it on. So what I did was I bought this radio and the radio was a mock-up of a phone. So when in your hand, you couldn't tell it wasn't a mobile phone. It was the spit image of a mobile phone. But actually, it was just an FM AM radio. And I was walking around with that to my ear, holding it to my ear. Not poncing around. I was actually listening to the match. So I had a gap between about 2:30 and 3:30. But my friend was in his evidence lecture at the time. And he was a huge Liverpool fan. And obviously Liverpool were playing Nottingham Forest. And I'm listening to this thing unfold and I'm thinking, this is not good. This is not good. So I think I got to listen till about 25 to 4. And back in the day, you know, no internet or anything. Nobody knew what was going on. But I said to him, you know, they've been the game. And he's like, oh, you know, you're pulling my leg. And I said, I'm not. You know, there's something really big going on. And there was me with this, what looked like a phone. Oh, but I needed it. I needed it. I would walk round and then if somebody came up to me, they thought I had a phone and I could contact the outside world. It was genius in its day. Right, let's have a look here. Hello, Simon. The second word starts with a B and ends in an E. I could not possibly be drawn on that. You're going to have it in 20 minutes. Back in the bathroom cleaning. Oh, dear. How could you clean in that heat? Why would you clean in that heat? Bad news. Have you read the Secret Barrister books? I've actually just got one of those. I haven't started it, but I did buy it. I think it was on offer somewhere. I've been doing my... I prefer audiobooks, to be honest. Let me see if I've got the Secret Barrister audiobook. I'm sure I've actually got the book. I think it was on for 99p, and I thought, time to buy it. I've got the Secret Footballer books as well. Let's have a look. I've got one, and I've got the other one on my wish list. So I'll have to get round to those. But while I was on holiday, I was listening to lots of stuff to get the reading speed up. And the reading speed, it's a shame Jonathan's not here. He laughs like a drain at that. My listening speed for the audiobooks is now up to 2.9. I've just got that one little bit to get to 3. I can't see me getting faster than 3 because it sounds like you're listening to Mickey Mouse. But you can actually understand it. And I'm enjoying the fact I have to concentrate more, because I find if it's too slow, my mind wanders and then it's like, oh, what were they talking about? And I have to go back and listen again. My book club, I have both the Kindle book and the audio book of the book that we're working through. And what I do is I put it on 2.9 speed and I've got the iPad in front of me and I'm highlighting on the iPad as I'm listening at 2.9 speed. And everyone else is like, oh, I booked myself a 3-hour session to finish this chapter and I thought I was done in 20 minutes. I am actually loving that. If you've never tried it, try up in the speed. Maybe not to 2.9, but you know, you could easily get to 1.3, 1.4. Even Mike's taken Mac Bites to 1.3. I mean, he's ridiculous, but he did it. You've set your move goal down to 300 for this week. That's a good idea, though, Debbie, because sometimes my goal for the month, apparently, you know, Apple give you like an extra goal and you can get an extra little badge. My goal for the month that they gave me was to double my goal, the 300 goal, which is... That's calories, isn't it? Minutes, hours. Yeah, the calorie goal. It was to double it. So if it was already at 600, then I'd be looking like 1,002. So I left it at 300. In fact, I think it's been 300 since I got it. Hello, Anthony. How are you doing? So I like to leave it like that because I like the idea of an extra little challenge. How do you know what badges you have? You can see them on the watch somehow, but I actually use the phone. So on the phone, there is an app. They're changing the name of it, aren't they? It's the activity app at the moment, but I think they're going to rename it the health app. But it's the one with the rings on it. And when you go in there, at the bottom, you've got 5 icons. And one of them looks like a bit of a flower and it says awards. And when you tap on there, it starts off with the recent awards at the top. Then there's a competition section. I've never done that. Then it tells you your challenge. So any challenges that you've got coming up. And one of them will be the September challenge. So my September challenge, it says, let's smash it this month. Earn 200% of your move goal 27 times and you'll get this award. You've doubled your goal 6 times so far, which isn't bad given that it's the 7th and today's not over yet. Underneath that, you've got your limited edition badges, which are just random. So there's the Earth Day Challenge and the International Women's Day and all kinds of stuff. And then as you go down, you get your monthly challenges. And finally, at the bottom, you've got your the normal stuff, like longest move streak, perfect week, that kind of stuff. My last one for the move goals was 1,250. So how many days off that am I? 47. My next one to aim for is 1,500 consecutive days. And it says your move goal, you've reached your move goal 1,453 times so far. So I've got another 47 to go. I'm a bit obsessed with my badges. That, to be honest, was the reason I got a watch. And without it, there's no way I would have bought the watch. In fact, I was not having a watch. Full stop, not having a watch. I'd made my mind up. I remember when it was announced and my mum said, what have they announced? And I said, a watch. And she said, well, you're not getting one. I said, it's all about health. Not bothered. And then in the summer before the release in September of Watch 2, what Watch 1 had been out about 18 months by this stage, I'd had a tracker, you know, one of these like step tracker things, but it hooked onto your belt and I was forever losing it. It was forever falling off. So I gave it up, but I saw this step tracking thing on Amazon. It was on special offer and it was something silly like £15. And I thought, that actually doesn't look bad. I'll give it a go, I thought. So I bought this thing. This was probably about July, maybe June, mid-June, say. Well, I'd had it a week and I was hooked on the flaming thing. It hooked up with the phone. I mean, it was no Apple Watch, you know, don't get me wrong. But it did link with the phone and I just fell in love with it. And within a week, I'd said to Mike, I'm getting the next Apple Watch. But at that stage, I wouldn't have got the last one because one, it was the revision one, and two, I knew there was another one coming out in a couple of weeks, and absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. You were at 460 when you got the message, but you've been as high as 560. Ooh, Kim never looks at the move setting. Well, you know, COVID, why bother? Simon's baffled by how 2.9 speed can be enjoyable. Well, I'll give you an example, Simon. Just as an experiment, most of the books, well, all of the books that I'd tried upping the speed on at that stage had been novels. And I did it because I started this book and I'd lost interest in it. And I'm like, why did I lose interest in it? It's a good book, that. And it was because I didn't feel that it didn't take that much concentration to follow. You know, it wasn't a book on rocket science. So you instantly start trying to do something else, which is equally mindless. And then you realise that you've just listened to the last 10 minutes and you've no idea what happened. So I thought, I mean, and I just left the book at that stage. But I thought to myself, well, just a minute. If you speeded it up, you'd have to concentrate more, which might actually help. So I decided I would speed it up. And I thought, if I get to 1.5, I'll be quite happy. It's really easy to get to 1.5. What you would do, what I would suggest if you want to try it, up it by one, so 1.1. Listen for a day or so, then take it to 1.2. And it's like boiling a frog. You barely notice the increase in speed. Now, in terms of being enjoyable, I did that with a few novels. And the last novel was, the narrator was Irish, and I thought, oh, I'm not going to be able to go any faster because I'm dealing with this. I'm kind of like translating as I go. But I did, and it carried on. Then I decided that I needed to know. So it's a experimentation at this stage. I thought, I need to know, is it possible to listen to like a productivity book? So something that's not a novel at that speed and enjoy it. So I decided I'd do what had happened was they'd had a sale on and you could get three courses for one credit or something. And one of these courses was a productivity course, a generic productivity course. I think it's about 4.5 hours, 5 hours, about 5 hours. So I thought, I'll give it a go because it's not something I'm overly bothered about. Let's see how I go. And it started and the lady had an Irish accent and I thought, we're going to have to take this down. By the time I'd started this, I think I was at 2.3. I stayed at 2.3 for quite a while. But as I got used to the accent, I thought, I can up that, can up that. And I got to about 2.6. And I actually enjoy it because there's not that kind of gap. It's not particularly that the narrators are bad. I think it's just me that I need to be constantly thinking, being pushed basically. Right, let me catch up with, well, I know you've asked another question, but I need to catch up in here with this. Wish for Apple Watch move goal. Takes your age, location, temperature for the day and says take it easy. That would be fabulous, seriously. I mean, it could so easily do the temperature and it should be able to do the humidity as well, shouldn't it? When you see what it can do with the ECG thing, it should be able to and adjust accordingly. So Anthony says he was the same, thought, don't see the point, won't wear it. But the last one with ECG monitoring made it worth buying. It did if you need that. That is amazing. I must admit, I hadn't bothered with it. It's a case of like, I don't want to know. I don't want it to come back and say, you need to see a doctor. But I did do it. I did it when Tracy's husband, Tracy put in the instructions for how to do it. And she'd been told how to do it by, I think it was the daughter-in-law, who's qualified to do it. So I thought, go on, I'll give it a go. And it actually came back, I was quite healthy, so I was pleased with that. But apparently it's incredibly accurate, which is stunning, isn't it? I think the thing that will make a big difference for a lot of people is diabetes. If it can do something with checking blood sugar, I think a lot more people would instantly buy it. Not sure you could justify the cost of an Apple Watch. Pete, you need to be introduced to Jane. Jane managed to turn want into need. She's like a magician. So you just tell Jane what you want and then she tells you why you need it. Works great for all of us. What hard drive would I go for to back up over Wi-Fi? I prefer Seagate. I've not had good experiences with Western Digital. Some people have, I haven't. I have had more Western Digitals die than anything else. I would steer away from something like the LaCie drives at all costs because the power supplies are garbage and they are custom to them. So I've got lots of LaCie drives and one power supply. If it goes, I am so knackered. So I would avoid that. In fact, it's the weird things that you don't think about with drives. If possible, when you're looking for it, so if you're physically looking at it, then that's simple. But if you're looking online, look at the photos that show you the back. And you're not really as interested in whether it's USB, what cable it takes. It's the power supply. Try and make sure that the power supply is generic, because I have a box of like at least 18 dead power supplies that I've left there on the basis of, you know, if I really need to get access to that, I'm going to have to take it apart and do something with it. But the power supplies popped willy nilly. So after that point, I won't buy a drive unless I can see the back of it and I can see that it is a standard thing. So now I have another drawer of power supplies, because not all my drives are plugged in at once, and they're the spare power supplies for all of them. So look at the back as well. But other than that, I would use Western Digital. If you could afford it, it would probably be a good idea to go for SSD. Now, you can get at least 20% off an SSD if it's on sale. So I would suggest about bedtime going to check the Amazon deal page, and it tells you what deals are coming up in the next day. So it might say like 2 o'clock, we're going to put an offer on this deal for hard drives. And you can put a watch on it. And then if you've got notifications turned on, your Amazon app will notify you that, you know, this deal's coming up in 5 minutes. And then you can sit there and get one straight away. That's how come I've got so many SSDs. Seriously, I got an SSD for £60 and normally they're like 150. That way I can have two and still save money. So I twin them. I would back up to one and then the next day I would back up to another and then I put them in a rota. With the SSDs, I don't care what brand. The cheaper ones are absolutely fine. I have not had good experiences with Crucial. Crucial SSDs should be amazing. I can't get them to work properly on the Mac. The Windows machine's quite happy with them, which is no comfort to me. But the Mac just ejects them constantly, usually in the middle of a backup. So I avoid those at all costs now, which is handy because they're the most expensive as well. You don't want to miss your move goal. You are over 220 days. I know there have been days when I'm like, I can't move. But I don't want to, you know, can you imagine? 1,453 days in. Yeah. Failure is not an option. Is it possible that it's just the readers or narrators that are bad? Some of them are incredibly bad, Simon, but that has nothing to do with the speed. What I do, I had a narrator, the worst narrator I ever had is It was a lady who was an subject matter expert. So she was actually giving lectures on this topic, which was McCarthyism in the States in the 50s. And I love the topic. I was fascinated. But she had a really broad New York accent, which can be quite scratchy to start with. And it was really bad. It was like nails on a blackboard. It was the worst I've ever heard. But I thought, you know, she is the subject matter expert and I'm interested in the topic and I tried to stick with it. What I decided to do in the end, because this was a good few years ago, on iOS, the default is to download a low quality version, so like a really compressed MP3. So I went in and said, forget that, download the best quality version you've got. And that did make a difference. So I wouldn't say it's actually, you know, even the worst narrator can be improved by the quality of it. It isn't that for me. It's just my brain starts wandering if it's not fully occupied. And listening at like one speed, most of it, it's not fully occupied. And then I lose the track. So I much prefer listening faster. Where I'm going to have a test is, there is a book out that I usually block 2 days off to listen to. Robert Galbraith, who is J.K. Rowling, the Strike novels. And there's one coming out in about 2-3 weeks. And it's like, would you listen to that at 2.9 speed? And I thought, do you know, I probably wouldn't. Because that is the kind of book that I am totally emotionally invested in. And I want to enjoy every single second of it. But I can't see me listening particularly at one speed either. I'm thinking at least 1.5. But the narrator on that is fabulous. It's Robert Glenister, who's actually in this series of Strike, playing Chisel, which is interesting. But I'll see how I go with that. But certainly for courses, certainly for books that I'm not particularly emotionally invested in, it's just something I'm listening to while I'm crunching video, while I'm doing something mindless, something like that, then yeah, I would listen at much faster speed. Ooh, Kim's move record is 1,052. You met the August challenge. You usually only look at the steps. And Debbie tracks it all in Notion. I must admit, I don't do that. I possibly could. I think at the beginning when I got my watch, I did. I tracked it in a spreadsheet. I may be tempted back to that, but I'm not sure if I'd put it in Notion. So Anthony says, I usually listen at normal speed, but it's quite useful when you got to get up to an hour, but you've got 90 minutes left in the book. Oh, Simon, I'm a little concerned. It's all going to make you just... it's all just going to make you completely intolerant of people who speak at entirely normal speed and end up with you in the local paper for assaulting a passerby. Simon, not going anywhere. For taking too long to give directions. I don't know. I honestly don't know. There are some things that I think, oh, you know, get on with it. And there's other things that I'm quite happy at normal speed. But I think when I'm listening to a book, I am usually doing something else. And it's to do with the whatever it is I'll be doing will not require me thinking. And listening to a book doesn't require me to think. It only requires me to listen and kind of take in what it's saying. But because I'm doing a mindless job, my mind starts to wander. And if I speed up the book, I have to concentrate more. And that's what keeps me with it. So I think it's that. Anthony's compared it with the trace from hospitals and it looks the same. It's good to know it's that accurate that you could actually rely on it. We got some training at church, first aid training for a defibrillator when it went in. You know, we had to know how to use it and stuff. And knowing that, like, before, I mean, we have that many doctors and nurses that actually go to the church. It's unlikely it'll ever come down to me. But if it did... And fireman, yep, he did the demo. If it actually did, I'd be very comfortable thinking maybe I could use my watch first before I apply the defibrillator and knock them into the next world. So I think that's... Actually, having it for me is one thing, but, you know, I'm fairly healthy to start with. But thinking that you could use it on somebody else would be very, very useful. I think you'd have to... That's something you probably have to... internalize to yourself of like, okay, so every 4 to 6 weeks I need to be like, how do you do it again? So it's second nature, because you don't want to be reading the instructions as somebody's lying there in need of you doing it. But to know it's that accurate is fantastic. Kim bought it for the falling down feature when out in the woods. Do you know, I don't even think of that one, but yeah, absolutely. I've heard so many stories from people where they've said, you know, you read these stories and it was, you know, a person in his bathroom, there was a person out walking, and you think, wow, and it really is a lifesaver. And mine's never actually kicked in yet. I did trip down the stairs, but I managed to catch myself before it was catastrophic. So I've never actually seen it happen, but, you know, I'm sure it would. Have I used the Honey coupon app? No, I've never done that. Never done that.
Sounds like a honey trap.
It sounds dodgy, doesn't it? Right, okay. Well, I'm going to key this up, because I've got an 8 o'clock. And, of course, I have to share one more thing, don't I? We can't go anywhere until I've congratulated Debbie. Are you going to have a guess at that last word, Debbie? I'll get it ready to upload. Debbie was doing incredibly well. I can see I'm just going to have to take the text away, or Debbie's going to get it every week. Did you actually upload that there or not? You didn't, did you? Oh, come on. Can't be late for me 8 o'clock. I'll get into trouble. Right, come on. It's not uploading the other one. Oh, no. Might have to go back to Droppler. Oh, it is now. It is now. Debbie's still working on it. In that case, you might want to look away when I upload this one. Let me check it's the right one and you can see it. And I'm declaring Debbie the winner. Yet again, Debbie got, she did really, really well. You are quite right. There were 3 B's in the first word and 1 B in the second. What's my 8 o'clock? My 8 o'clock is a session that belongs to the course that I'm in the middle of. So it's an optional session, but I figured I would do it anyway. So congratulations again, Debbie. You are amazing. You did so well with that one. We do have the in the, but you definitely got bubble and Kim got Scrabble. But I'm thinking that second word is amazing. Boutique. You got the B and you got the E. That's fantastic. I am so impressed. I'm going to have to really put my thinking cap on next week, aren't I? So that's what we are premiering next. Once it's played once, it will play through again. We'll leave the chat open. If you want to put any comments in, put some feedback in. But other than that, we're going into the show. So I'm going to say good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time. Stay safe, guys.